Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment safety meaning topics. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Safety of human resources as well as assets of the company should be given due importance in every industry. This is perhaps one such thing that can't be ever taken for granted, because if you do so, then it will always hit you in the back and it will hit you hard. Again, safety is very, very important for your company. This is the reason why many companies across several industries spend good amount of money on safety trainings and explain to employees the importance of following those safety measures. The industry that are considered to be risky on the part of the employees should take special care towards their implementations of safety training and the outcomes of those training. Construction sector is one such business where employees are prone to the accidents, and if they do not follow what they have been trained on the job sites, it could be hurtful. It has been observed that many of accidents have fallen considerably after people started taking things seriously. You know, let me repeat that. It has been observed that number of accidents have fallen considerably after people started taking things serious. So the training's working. You have to make a few things mandatory. Not everybody will like when you compel them to follow the certain routine, but if it is for their good, then they will get it and do it. Another important part is that we usually take for granted is the safety of heavy equipment. The machines are an internal part of the construction industry, and their role in this sector can't be seen to be minuscule. Therefore, it is of equal importance for the company owner or business owner to ensure that the machines are safe, both in terms of maintenance and also not falling in the hands of thieves. It is crucial that the top-notch of the company sit for a while in a month. Let's repeat that. It is crucial that the top notch of the company sit for a while in a month and check the current status of the heavy equipment. Are they good in order? Are they in good order? What measures have been taken to ensure that the machines do not break down in the middle of an important project? If it does, there an alternative available? You know, is there another dozer? Is there another excavator available? You know, you got to make sure you're doing your safety measures on your heavy equipment, and then also changing your oil and making sure, because, you know, if it breaks down, it could be a hazard. These topics should be discussed in a meeting, and the team presented in the meeting should also come up with some form of solutions to existing problems. Here we go. Next, machines are really old. When the heavy equipment becomes very old and tends to have a lot of technical and maintenance issues, in heavy equipment safety meeting, this topic should be raised. If they have heavy equipment that has been used for a long, long, many, many years, if you are getting converted to a reliable rather than an asset due to increase in maintenance, then it's time to let it go, to be honest with you. It should be highlighted because the old machines with the technical problems are in many ways not safe to use. They may stop following the instructions given by the operator, and the chances of an accident therefore increases manifolds. You know, get rid of some of the older iron because, you know, sometimes, you know, the older iron is not safe anymore. And finally, how frequent heavy equipment are serviced? This is another important topic that should be a part of the meeting. Pull the records of the last time when all the heavy equipment were serviced. Check the gaps from the date till today and raise a question if you find gaps to be more than it should be. You know, more than 500 hours on each machine. A clear instruction should be given to the hierarchy that the heavy equipment by all means should throw or should follow regular maintenance intervals, and any irritation will be restrictively dealt with. And it shouldn't have that because it causes breakdowns. It causes unsafety things to the job site. Get your machine maintenance done. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.